Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Tyreek Told You podcast. This is episode two, which means we didn't get canceled after the first episode. So shout outs to the scapegoats because I don't have to blame y'all for anything this week. Yay. I was like really nervous about coming back and just doing the podcast in general because I'm like known for short form video content. Like my stuff usually ranges between 60 seconds to 3 minutes at the most. And podcasts, I've seen podcast episodes go as long as like 2 or 3 hours. And I was like, damn, can I talk for that long? And then it hit me like last year, I posted every single day on TikTok and Instagram multiple times a day, which means I can talk about anything. Like I have no shortage of words or topics. Just expand the freaking words or the topics. So now we're here. But like podcasting and YouTube is very, very different from TikTok and Instagram reels. Cause like with TikTok, I can just record like 3 or 4 videos on my way to the train station when I'm going to work in the morning, edit the videos on the train, then just post them throughout the day, and I'm done. With this, I gotta like set stuff up. Like, if y'all could see my setup, it's crazy. I got my laptop over here, I got my microphone in front of me, my iPad, my ring light. Like, it's so much stuff going on. Then, like, the editing process is also a chore. It's work, but it's fun work. And I like to have fun. So one thing about me, I really, really, really enjoy coffee. Iced coffee specifically. Like my cafe order is an iced vanilla red eye with oat milk. And if they have cold foam, that just takes it to the next level. But there was like this it's a small coffee shop by my house that I like to go to pretty often. And I remember I had went there like on New Year's Day and I posted about it being my first coffee of the year. And somebody commented and they said, "Oh, you spend a lot of money on coffee. You could probably save some money if you just like got your own coffee machine." And they were absolutely right. But I like paying for experiences. Like, I don't mind paying a little extra just for the experience. Like, I enjoy going to the coffee shop, joking with the staff. I like the way it smells in there. I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's worth the $7. If I had my own coffee machine, it just wouldn't be the same. Also, when you make your own stuff, it's not the same. I like to be serviced. I want somebody to go ahead and do the thing for me. Like, I will pay you to do it with a smile. So, But then, like, I got to thinking, and it kind of like expands beyond just coffee. I think that in-person experiences are just like the best, even with shopping. I don't like to shop online, number one, because I like to try things on. I hate having to return things that I ordered online. It's just such a hassle. What else? Like, I also just like being in the store, especially if it's like a high-end piece or like some designer type of thing. I'd rather buy it in store than order it online. Because again, just the luxury experience, going into like a high-end retailer, having the essays kiss your ass because they want that sale, they need that commission, walking around with your shopping bag. Shopping bags are like trophies, especially in New York. Like when you're walking around Soho, Fifth Avenue with your good shopping bags, because you want people to know, like, look, I just went and got me something nice. Don't rob me, but definitely notice me. That's actually one of my worst fears, is like leaving out of a store and like maybe heading to the next store or to a restaurant or just anywhere, and somebody like snatching my bag out of my hand and running. Like, no. And security will not help you. Security is there to secure the store, not you. Whatever happens after you leave that establishment, good luck. Another tiny struggle with this podcast thing is like, I'm not really into celebrities and pop culture like that. And it's crazy because there was a time when I was like just deeply obsessed with it. Like, I followed every single blog that was out there. I knew everything about everybody. I knew what their friends were doing. I knew who their cousins were. Like, I was just obsessed with these people. And then I just randomly stopped being obsessed. Now you couldn't pay me to follow some of these pages. So, and like, I want to do like, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing like a Hot Topics segment. But like, y'all don't interest me, celebrities. Y'all are not like how y'all used to be. And I think social media ruined it. Because I remember the days when there was like this magic, this mystique, this aura about celebrities. Like, they were famous for a reason. They were talented. They were smart. Their images were largely controlled through publicists and PR reps and stuff like that. But then we went and we gave these people Instagram and Twitter, and now they can speak for themselves and, just share all of their business totally on their own. And I feel like it just cheapens the experience because, like, on one hand, I guess you can say it's like it makes them more relatable because they have the same problems as everybody else. But if you're just like everybody else and you're not special, and celebrities used to be special, now they're just ghetto, just rich, famous, and ghetto. So that's the world we live in now. What's also happening is like we're in the influencer age, and like the line between influencer and celebrity has just been completely blurred. It's just a big old mess. I don't care about none of y'all. I'm joking. I care about some of you. Some of you I care about. Most of you I don't. And that's okay. Because listen, the internet is a very, very big place. And it's big enough that you don't need me to care about you. It's 8 billion people on this planet. I can't care about all of them. I can't. And even if I could, I wouldn't. And then with like influencers, it gets really, really tricky because I'll be trying to figure out where y'all getting all this money from, but you're not supposed to ask because that's pocket watching and you worried about the wrong stuff. But I'm just saying, if you out here flaunting this lifestyle on the internet, why can't I ask questions? Because I'll be wanting to know, like, are you scamming? Are you selling some kitty cat? What's going on here? Because y'all be trying to be so mysterious. You can't be mysterious and flexing at the same time. It's one or the other. Bitch, mysterious people, that's quiet money. Your money's kind of loud, so let me know where it's coming from. Like, some of these influencers will like move 5, 6 times in 1 year. How are you doing that? How are you breaking all these leases? How much does that cost? Because you started the year in Houston and then you moved to LA. And then you move to Charlotte, and then you move to Vegas, and then Miami, and then Atlanta, and then DC, and it's only March. What's going on? How are you getting approved for these apartments? Are you it's a CPN. And you know what? These CPNs are going to get y'all in trouble. So I came across an interesting topic. There was a girl on TikTok and she asked a question. She basically was asking if you think it's weird if your friends don't support your social media journey. So basically, like, they don't like and comment and share your content. And there were a lot of interesting responses. There were some people saying, oh, those aren't real friends. Those are quiet haters, monitoring spirits. People were saying things like, some people don't want to see you doing better than them and all this other stuff. My take on that was very, very, very different. And it's interesting because my friends and family have been super, super supportive. It's actually my friends who encouraged me to do this in the first place. With that being said, I don't really need them to interact with my content. When I do see them, it's actually pretty awkward. Like, get out of my comments, please. I don't want you to see this, but you know. I also think that if you're able to notice who is not liking and commenting on your content, maybe that means it's not too much going on over there. And shout out to Francesca Ramsey, because she brought up this point as well. Like, you might be focused on the wrong things. My thing with this social media stuff, nobody owes you anything. You are not entitled to a like. You're not entitled to a repost, a share, a comment, none of that. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Also, with your friends, you know, maybe your content is just not for them. Like, maybe they genuinely just don't like your content. And I get it. It's nice to just go and pretend to support it anyway. But, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like you should be ending friendships because you didn't get enough likes from somebody. Because I would have to ask, like, what was the nature of this friendship before you started posting? You know? And, like, does the weight of that like outweigh whatever the friendship was before that? And if it does, that were never really friends to begin with. So, yeah. When it comes to social media growth, for me, I like for my engagement to be as organic as possible. Like, I'm not gonna beg somebody to interact with my stuff, you know? That's just me. I can't stand when I'm scrolling and I see like these follow trains. Like, I get why y'all do it, but I don't get why y'all do it. Like, people are going to follow you based off of them liking you, liking your content, liking your personality. Like, if you're just begging people to come and follow, it's like, girl, what the fuck? Like, come on, Miss Thing. Are you a content creator or a charity case? Like, ugh. Anyway, those are just like, I'm just ranting right now. Let me get into what I really want to talk about, and that is Pope Gregory the 13th. Now, for those of you who don't know who Pope Gregory the 13th is, he's somebody I don't like. Now, for those of you who are wondering why I don't like Pope Gregory the 13th, well, it's because Mr. Gregory woke up one day and decided that the calendar was wrong and that it needed to be fixed. And his way of fixing the calendar was by going into October of 1582, and removing a few days from October of 1582. Now, if you have an iPhone and you scroll back to the year of our Lord 1582, you will notice that the dates go from October 4th to October 16th. I'm sorry, they go from October 4th to October 15th. Now, that sounds pretty odd, doesn't it? Because what happened to those other days? Specifically, what happened to October 5th? The hardest part about doing this podcast is that I'm doing it by myself. And like, I feel like I need somebody to talk to. It's just really just me in this room alone, just like chatting. And like, it's only so much I can say on my own, but you know, this works for short form content, where it's just like a minute and a half, but a whole podcast is just me talking to myself. Like, what are we doing here? But whatever, we're going to keep on doing it, cause chow, I ain't got nothing else to do. Anyway, back to Pope Gregory the 13th. You know, there was some calendar issues. So prior to Pope Gregory the 13th coming into power, they were using what is known as the Julian calendar. And the Julian calendar had some problems because it didn't take into account, let me not act like I know the terms. Basically, it wasn't counting the days right, and like it had all these extra minutes. And in fact, the Julian calendar had so many unaccounted minutes that Easter was like drifting into other months and stuff, to the point that they had to remove 10 days from the calendar. And that's how we get what we now know as the Gregorian calendar, named after Pope Gregory the 13th. But Tyreek, what does this have to do with you? Like, why don't you like him? Well, because in order to create the Gregorian calendar, Mr. Gregory decided to remove a handful of days from the month of October. So if you go into your calendar app and you scroll back into the year of our Lord, 1582, and you navigate over to the month of October, you will notice that it goes from October 4th to October 15th, which begs the question, what happened to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14? Like, hello? Like, where did the days go? What's even more triggering is that my birthday happens to be on October 5th. So that means that Pope Gregory the 13th took my birthday away from me. I will not stand for that. First off, under what authority does the Pope just get to decide that he's going to change the calendar? Because I feel like if he can do it, I can do it too. So let's just like rid ourselves of this Gregorian calendar and move to the Tyreek Told You calendar, where basically every day is October 5th. So all those other months, get rid of them. All those other days, get rid of them. Every day is October 5th. It's just October 5th all the time, which means it's always my birthday, which means I'm always getting presents. And what were the Libras of the time doing? Were they just sat back and let the Pope take their birthdays away? God knew to have me be born when I was born, because it no, that would not have fly. That wouldn't fly if I was around. Okay, I would have went right to that Vatican. I would have marched down to that Vatican and just thrown all the Scorpios under the bus. People got mad when I said he should have took the Scorpio days. Look, as a Libra, I don't really see it for y'all other zodiac signs. Like, I'm friends with y'all. We can be cool. But I just, y'all are a bunch of wild animals. Libras, we're the scales. We're not lions and roaches. Scorpions are just roaches with claws and stingers. Like, I don't know if you're an insect. I don't know if you're a crab. Are you a bumblebee? What is going on here? I feel like God was just playing around with stuff up in heaven one day and just put some stuff together. He made scorpions and duck-billed platypuses or platypi, whatever the plural form is. He made y'all all on the same day, just throwing shit together. Like, no. Leave the scales alone and go fuck with the scorpions. You know how they say, like, black people, we move on CP time. And that's why, like, we're always late. We can't get anywhere on time. Well, listen, if you are somebody who struggles with punctuality, it's probably not your fault. It's this fucked up calendar they got us living under. I can't operate under these conditions. Get rid of that Gregorian calendar. Go back to the Julian calendar. I don't care about the days just drifting off. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Just give me my birthday back. Go back to 1528, restore the birthdays, and then get rid of the Gregorian calendar. How dare you, Pope Gregory? How did you end up dying? Hold on, I want to see how he died. I am on his Wikipedia page. All right, death. The Pope suffered from a fever on April 5th, 1585. And on April 7th, said his usual private mass, still in ill health. He seemed to recover enough that he was able to conduct meetings throughout 8 and 9 April. See, they're using like the European date format, which I also don't like. Pope Gregory is probably responsible for this too. I like, month, day, year. I don't like the whole day, month. They're just, ugh, I'm not even getting into all that. Although it was observed, he did not feel well, but a sudden change on 10 April saw him confined in his bed, and it was observed that he had a cold sweat and a weak pulse. He received extreme unction. What is that? In the Catholic Church, the anointing of the sick, also known as extreme unction, is a Catholic sacrament that is administered to a Catholic who, having reached the age of, I don't care, moments before he died. Okay, so gosh, he caught a fever and he died. That's what happens when you fuck with my birthday. If this podcast episode seems a bit disjointed and just all over the place, it's because it is. It's only episode two. And like I'm just learning as I go. I definitely see some things that I need to improve. Like maybe we should have a little more structure here. But we're just going to keep it moving. Let's talk about some New York City news. They started congestion pricing today, which means now you have to pay to drive into Manhattan. People are not happy. It's going to force more people to ride the trains, which is a really, really bad idea because the trains are the trains are horrible. The MTA has stopped caring, and we're just out there fending for ourselves. There's women getting burned alive on the train. There's people getting shot on the train, people getting stabbed on the train, people getting pushed onto the tracks. It's just a lot. There's been an uptick in homelessness. Like there's always been homeless people on, there's always been homeless people on the trains, but like it's never been this bad, or at least not from what I can remember. It's just so tough, everybody. Like granted, like I don't drive, but still, a lot of people do. My cousin, she's a nurse, and like she lives in Brooklyn, but sometimes she has to like go see people in Harlem or the Bronx, and she would just drive up there. She can't drive there anymore because you gotta pay. It's so sad. You can't even take a nap on the train anymore without running the risk of being lit on fire. Do you know how many naps I've taken on the train? I remember one time, I think I was like coming home from work, and like I had fell asleep on the train, and there were some kids on the train, and like one of them was talking about me sleeping, and like I opened up my eyes so fast, they all just jumped back. Like, yeah, don't play with me. I'm only half asleep. I'm not fully asleep on the train. Shoot, don't comment on me sleeping. And then there was another night, me and my friends was leaving the club. We had left G Lounge. If you know what G Lounge is, you a real one. But we was drunk. We were on the A train. The A is running local. My friend Bobby gets off at Utica. I get off at Ralph. If you know the A and the C line, Ralph is right after Utica. It's like barely 60 seconds to get from Utica to Ralph. So my friend Bobby gets off at Utica. And I remember closing my eyes. When I opened my eyes again, I was at JFK. And if you're not from New York, I was way, way, way past my stop. I was knocked out on that train. But my point is, nobody lit me on fire. Nobody peed on me. Nobody took anything away from me. They just let me sleep and let me wake up at the airport. Now, was I annoyed when I woke up? Yes, but at least I wasn't burnt. There has been another topic that I've been seeing online, and I wasn't going to comment on it, but maybe I am going to comment on it. Somebody had asked, like, why do gay people have all this money? Like, what are they doing? What do they know that we don't know? Like, what's the secret? And a few gay people stitched the video and basically said, oh, well, like when you're like being gay, like growing up, you kind of realize that you're different and that there is maybe a bit of shame in regards to your sexuality. So as kids, many gay people will like tend to focus on their education, and then that carries on into their professional careers. So like you just kind of you're basically forced to be great because you're always being torn down or picked at. So you just try to be the best version of you that you can be so that people can't say anything. And I think there is some truth to that. People also mentioned that, a lot of gay people don't have kids, so just extra income. And again, there's truth to that, but I feel like people are not telling the whole truth. And that's why I was debating whether or not I wanted to chime in, because I know when this, I don't play around. I'm gonna say what it is. All right. Y'all told a fraction of the truth. Y'all told a version of the truth that applies to some people. But when I first saw that video of the girl asking the question, I felt like I had a good idea of the type of gay she was talking about. And she wasn't talking about no regular working 9-to-5 gays, okay? The reason why a lot of gay men have a lot of money is because they're either scamming or escorting. Okay, now it's not everybody. I don't scam and I don't escort. And I'm doing pretty well for myself, but a lot of people do, okay? And a lot of the people you see with all this money and going on all these trips and just living these super, super, super fab lifestyles, there's something illegal going on. It just is what it is. The girls, they a crafty set, Talk to like an older gay guy, like the late 80s or the 90s. I promise you, they did not leave home without a checkbook. And that's all I'm gonna say. And the ones that's not scamming, they probably on rent.men with an add up. If you don't know what rent.men is, good for you. Good for you. I love that for you. All right, y'all. I'm gonna have to take some accountability really, really quick. I would normally just, blame the scapegoats. But I can't in good conscience do that. I haven't edited this episode yet, but I'm not all the way happy with how this episode is turning out. Like a part of me wanted to like just cut it off and start it over, but it's like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday night, and I have work in the morning, so I'm not going to re-record this. But I probably should have had more of a structure and an outline, But again, it's only episode 2, so maybe I shouldn't be so hard on myself. Just bear with me. And we're going to just keep getting better and better and better every week. I also want to make these episodes longer because the first one was like 25 minutes. And I feel like I can give y'all at least an hour, I'm also kind of nervous too. I get really, really anxious when it comes to creating and posting content, believe it or not. Like about everything. I don't know why. I get nervous. Like, am I doing this right? Are people going to like this? Are they going to think I'm dumb? Am I going to get dragged for it? The thing that scares me about like potentially getting dragged on the internet is not the dragging itself, but my response to it, because y'all have not really seen me like really click out and just go off on somebody. And I promise, I don't play with y'all internet people like that. Like, we all gonna have a bad day if I'm getting dragged. You better drag me from a fake page, bitch. I'm going through them pictures. No, don't do that. Do y'all have any New Year's resolutions or just like things I want to do for 2025? Because I got some things I want to do. Some things I'll say out loud, some things I won't. One of my things, like, I definitely want to be more intentional about making money through my socials. Like I get paid through TikTok, and that's currently my only platform that is monetized. Like I don't make money through Instagram, but I do get a lot of opportunities through there. Like all my brand deals and stuff has come through Instagram. I also like get celebrities and stuff interacting with my content over there, so that's pretty cool. But I like want to monetize my YouTube. I want to get paid like for the podcast. Just any way that I can get paid, I want to do that because I am never going to dodge a dollar. If there's dollars, I need to be there, and I'm not dodging them. Quite the opposite. Bitch, come, I'm the wide receiver of a dollar. Shit. Who you talking to? I want to do at least four international trips this year, which I think is doable. I'm like kind of embarrassed. Like I've never been to London. I feel like I should have been there by now. Like I've never been to London or Paris. Like who hasn't been to London or Paris? Me. So I gotta get out there. Also, like, me and British people, it's like always a toss-up. I mean, I like y'all for the most part. But last year I had made a video comparing a British chicken sandwich to an American chicken sandwich, and I did not have any nice things to say about the British chicken sandwich. And those Brits were not happy. First off, the fact that that video is still getting like comments and stuff is crazy. Every few days, I got a new British person in my inbox cursing me out and being racist and, calling me a filthy yank. Like, girl. Don't get mad at me because I got them raggedy ass chicken sandwiches, bitch. If y'all could, I wish I could show y'all the chicken sandwich. It's actually pinned on my TikTok. It has like 6 million views. Go watch it and you'll see what I'm talking about. But they compared a Popeye's chicken sandwich to what looked like some canned chicken or some like whole wheat bread. It was a mess. It was a big old mess. And then like, over there, they call chicken sandwiches chicken burgers. And I commented on that. There's like a whole debate. It's the Americans and the Brits arguing about what a burger is and what a burger is not. But I just let them fight because I get paid for it. I also have like two Instagram crushes in Paris, and like if I want to see them in person, I'd be like, "Oh, bonjour, comment allez-vous?" me and my little high school French. I took French for 3 years in high school and forgot all of it. But I did do well on my French Regents. If you're not from New York, we had to take what's called Regents exams. And that's how we graduate from high school. So, yeah, I did that. What else do I want to do? What else do I want to do? Commit to diet and exercise. I do this thing where, like, I will be on my fitness shit for like 3 weeks, maybe a month. And then, like, I'll miss a day. And then one day turns into a week. 1 week turns into 3 months. 3 months turns into half a year. And it's just like, I gotta be consistent. But sure, I don't be wanting to work out all the time. Especially after like a long day at work. I just wanna come home, smoke and lay down. And like the thing is, once I smoke, I'm not doing nothing else after that. Like, I cannot smoke and then work out. I can smoke after I work out though, but I don't want to smoke after I work out. I want to smoke right now. I gotta stop doing that though. Shit, and stay away from that damn Popeyes too. Okay, we're only eating healthy. No, I'm lying. We're going to eat healthier. I'm not only going to eat healthy. That's crazy. I like cupcakes too much. I also need to pay off my credit cards. And it's crazy because, like, I have the money to do it. It's just I pay the balance off and then swipe it back up. My problem. Like, I can't just have a low balance on my credit cards and just let it stay there. No, I see that as an opportunity. Like, ooh, I have more money to spend. Let's go spend some money. I've also come to like a point in my life where I'm not lying to myself anymore. Like, yeah, I probably should save more money, but I should also be making more money. So, like, why save more money when you can just make more money? Then you have extra money to save and spend, right? Which is why I need to monetize these other platforms so I can have me some more money to pay off these credit cards. Nah, I do gotta like chill with them cards though. I will swipe a card up. My cheekbones look good in this camera though. Like, I see that. I see that. Ooh. Look at the bone structure. There's some good genetics. That's like another problem with me recording this, because I should be looking here at the camera, but I'm looking here at myself. Is that distracting for the people watching me? Let me know. Let me know. Because, I think we're going to end the episode here. I do have some things to think about regarding this podcast, because th this could have been a lot better, and it will be better. And I hope that y'all stick around with me to watch it become better. I'm really on here just beating myself up about this fucking recording. Come on, get it together, Tyreek. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Thank you guys for watching, listening, or both. If you don't know, I am currently in the midst of what I call the Tyreek Told You expansion program, which is basically a program where you just like click my link tree in my bio and just follow every link in the bio. So like, if you're currently following me on Instagram and like nowhere else, maybe subscribe to the YouTube. If you're like watching me on Facebook and nowhere else, maybe follow on TikTok. We just need to expand our reach. I call it digital imperialism. I need to like conquer all of these social media platforms. We're going to pillage and plunder their resources and bring them back to the mother country. And the mother country would be me. So, like, just get me out there, y'all. Get me out there. And I will be ever, ever, ever so grateful. So, with that being said, I hope you all have an amazing week. And I will see you guys again next time. Bye.